We welcome you back to the Two Guys Named Chris show. There's another thing Chris Dim doesn't. I would never do this. Okay, he knows how to do this. Yesterday, we had something on our air. It's going viral, I guess, where a woman will say to her husband or her boyfriend, "I saw a bird today."
Did Biggie call it the bird test?
Yeah, that's what it's called.
Of a relationship?
It is. It's called the bird test. And the woman will say, "I saw a bird today." And if the guy says, "Oh, tell me about it.
What color?
What color was the bird?
Where were you?"
Yeah. Then that's a good relationship. If he says, "So what? Yeah, it's a bird. Who cares?" It's a bad relationship. So last night, Chris Dim's wife.
Yeah, the Dems and I were watching Inside Edition, I think, having a glass of wine, white, Chablis. And side note, by the way, the new host of Inside Edition, I think they need to pull back. The cameras are too close to the woman's face.
Now,
that's Eva Pilgrim, yes?
Yes. And my wife and I are having a discussion about Eva Pilgrim. We watch her on Inside Edition every night.
Uh-huh.
And my wife thinks she's had some
work done, as they say.
Cosmetic surgery done, yeah. And they are closer to her than they used to be the former host.
Way too close.
And I said just one night, "I like Eva. She's terrific." And my wife's like, "She's had work done." And I said, "Well, that notwithstanding, she looks great. She's a great reporter." And the A-Train said, "Of course she looks great. Look at all the work she's had done. Look at those cheekbones." And I was like, "I don't know. First of all, I don't think you could do anything to your cheekbones."
I think I think you can.
No,
right? I think you can shave or plump or fix. Yeah. I mean, people have cheek done.
But wouldn't you have scarring on your face?
I mean, not probably a good plastic surgeon would probably say no.
But they're so visible.
Maybe they plump them up. Maybe they inject
you don't
fillers.
Yeah.
You know? Maybe you can inject, but yeah, maybe. Well, maybe I'm being naive. I don't know.
Well, that's what my wife says. It's obvious she's had work done around her cheekbones. And I said, "We don't know that for a fact." "I do." And I said, "Well, I think she does a terrific job. And I think she looks great."
Mm-hmm.
And the agent, "You would." You know, she does. Anybody that I comment on, male or female, when I say, "Wow." Sometimes I'll say about a guy, "He looks great for 60. Upped. He's been under the knife a million times. Of course he looks great for 60. She's very anti-plastic surgery.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And I don't ever... She thinks I'm naive to the fact that celebrities get plastic surgery.
Well, perhaps. Maybe many people are. Mm. But now, how would your wife feel about... Because you've made no secret of the fact that you'd love to get the jab between the eyebrows. Do something about the your furrowed brow.
She's anti that and says it makes me less of a man. Because I've said to her, "Maybe I'll get a little Botox here on my frown line." And she said, "I can't live with a man who goes under the needle for
Botox." So she'd rather look at your permanently scowling face.
I guess so.
Yeah.
She liked me better when I was fat, too. She was like sometimes old fat photos will show up on some phone or something. "Look how cute you were." Horrible.
Yeah.
All those chins and jowls and so forth, you know, terrible. I mean, I'd like to get that tightened, you know, up under my chin line because... Mm-hmm. That's why I tell my son and my daughter, don't get fat. I body shame them a lot. Because it's, when you do, if you lose weight, you still have the dwaddle. You know, there's not much you can do about that other than get it suctioned out.
I mean, that's what's keeping me fat.
Right.
I don't want his face to
you don't
just
want,
sag.
You don't want a sagging face.
Yeah, the skinny sag.
I mean, they even call it like Ozempic face.
Wouldn't you move better? Yeah. But my face, you know, my moneymaker.
Right. That's your moneymaker. You got to keep it looking right. Because once you lose weight, here comes the sag. They've coined the term Ozempic face because people lose the weight and their face starts to sag.
Mm-hmm.
So I've told my wife I'd like a little touch up over here, a little tightening of the face. And she says, "Be a man."
Have you Googled it?
Yes. Cost prohibitive.
Mm. Yeah.
Cost prohibitive right now.
That's the thing is you might even secretly try to get it done.
I know. I thought that.
Yeah, but the money.
Always the money.
Well, I'm trying to get my leg veins taken care of. And, you know, they're terrible. They're varicose on my right leg only. And I feel self-conscious about that because I'm in shorts, pickleballing and so forth a lot. Nobody ever says anything, of course. And except for one guy.
To your face?
Yeah, he said, "We don't know each other that well. We've played pickleball probably 5 or 6 times. Sometimes you're in a group and he's there and I'll play."
Good Lord, man. If your leg looks like that, I'd hate to see how veiny your is.
No.
I can't believe you just said that to me.
No. He said,
does he start humming Carly Simon's "You're So Vain"? Absent-mindedly as you walk past?
Yes.
That's just rude.
No, you don't need to do that. No, he came up to me once. We were touching tips at the end of a hard-fought match.
Mm-hmm.
When I say touching tips, these are paddle tips that we're touching.
Yes, yeah. Very common in the pickleball world.
And he took me to the side and put his arm around me and said, I have to ask about your leg veins. My wife's a pharmacist.
For when you're ready.
And I said, yeah, I know. They're pretty gross. And he said,
don't move. I'm going to take a picture. She's going to be fascinated by this.
Yeah. She didn't believe me.
He said,
she thinks anyone who looks like this wouldn't be able to walk, much less pickle.
Right. He said, I just have to inquire because my wife's a pharmacist and you know that you have to get something done about this. And I said, well, I don't have any pain or anything. It's just cosmetic. Mm-hmm. And I've looked into that. But again, you know, cost prohibitive.
Money.
$2,000.
And that's, there's no insurance on that.
And my wife says, who cares? You know, who?
But you care.
I do. It makes me self-conscious.
Deep down.
Around the guys. I do care. Eventually, I think I will have that taken care of. One time, there was a picture of me that went up at the gym. And a P1 listener emailed me with the picture and said, Jesus Christ, oh my God, look at your leg veins. You know,
I'm well aware, boss.
You know.
They're on my body.
It hurts. Mm-hmm. It hurts. Mm-hmm. You know.
It's like when people email a picture of me, like, you're fat. Yeah, no kidding.
No kidding.
I'm living it, boss.
That's right. I live these leg veins, boss, man.
When every single day.
That's right. When it first started happening, like 7 or 8 years ago, I thought, oh, awesome. Look at this. I'm popping out.
I'm veining.
Yeah.
But then it got to be like an ugly thing.
Mm. You know, it's the classic, like you kept saying, I want veins. But it's like the genie in the bottle.
Exactly.
The genie, all he heard was veins, but he didn't hear on my arms, my
and
muscles.
So you shall.
That's right. That's what a great point is the genie to spite me. So... yesterday.
Yeah, so the Dems are watching Inside Edition, glass of wine, bop, bop, bop. And out of nowhere, Mrs. Dem turns to me and said, I saw a bird today.
Ah, the bird test.
Mm-hmm.
And what did you say?
I gave her the finger.
Now you've seen two.
I love it.
I would never do that. There's no way I would do that.
For the humor?
No.
The moment?
I would know. There's
walk
no,
right into
no,
it.
No, I would never.
Oh, my God. That was a setup of a lifetime.
No, I wouldn't do that.
Well. You'd fail, Chris Kelly, because you'd forget we talked about it.
Good point. I'd be like, so?
She'd be like, I saw a bird today. Another damn bird get in the house.
That's not a bird. It's a bat.
You're right.
Which room is it in?
You're right. I've completely forgotten we talked. I always forget. As soon as it's done, it's over. And I would have failed that. So she probably laughed.
She laughed.
Of course she did.
We laughed and laughed.
And she knew that she was setting you up to do something like that. Pretty brilliant. That's the kind of relationship they have.
Mm-hmm. You'd have been going room to room with a pot.
Exactly.
Which room is it? I'll find it.